Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West. West.
Huh? All righty, good morning, and welcome to Point West. I am the host of Point West, Mr. Bobby, and we go where you go here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Point West, this morning, we are going to be live with Dr. Randy Short, who is on the line right now, live from Washington, D.C. Now, if you would like to get in contact with the show, you can do it two ways. You can dial 877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Now, if you'd like to hear the program in its entirety, you can also do this. You can go to facebook.com/talktainment, and you're there. You can also view us, if you would like to, on the YouTube channel by going to the YouTube channel, typing in Talktainment. Then then you type in Talktainment number 2, then scroll down and type in radio, and then you are right there. And then you can do this. Just go to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage, hit Listen Live, and there you are. You are there, and we would really appreciate it. Hit the like and share button there. Okay, Dr. Randy Short. Dr. Short, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I am blessed, thankful to be here, and I'm happy to say I went through my first week of the regimen for the anti-coronavirus drug, hydroxychloroquine, and I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean you went through the regimen of it? Talk to us about that.
Okay, well, it's very simple. The drug that the president has been telling people to take does work if it is taken in low doses and under the care of a physician. The way to take it is to have a low dosage for 3 days. After 3 days, you don't take it for a week. And then 1 week after that, you take one. And then you only need to take one tablet every 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks. Mm. And that literally protects you from getting contract corona. But the way that the hydroxychloroquine works is the chlor stands for chlorine. The chemical chlorine prevents the receptors in the coronavirus from connecting to the protein layer on your cells, meaning that the virus can't reproduce itself. In a very crude way, hydroxychloroquine is like a condom that you put over the viruses, and therefore they can't spread their seeds.
Hmm. Okay.
And so I feel very good about that. And of course, the other thing is I've joined Team Ozima, which is using the supplement that's called Transfer Factor. And Team Ozima is named for a Black American scientist, a woman. She's second generation Hidden Figures. She used to help put together the nutrition and preparation of astronauts to go into space.
Yes.
So if she can help you get into space, she can give you some good advice about how not to get sick. So I've joined Team Azima, and we're encouraging people to get in touch with her, to Team Azima. That number is 314-243-8911. And what Team Azima sells is a thing called Transfer Factor. It is an immunity-building supplement that's been used for over 40 years. And it's primarily been used for affluent white people. It is able to fight against cancer, viruses, including HIV and corona, as well as building up the body.
Okay.
And if everybody's sitting at home, if they're really interested, they know other people and you want to improve your health, you know, if you've got $60 and you get one person to go with you, you can set up a side business. Everybody needs to know about Transfer Factor. It's been saving people's lives. In particular, if everybody knows of Les Brown, the motivational speaker, remember the one that dogged out Gladys Knight? He's alive today when he only had 3 days to live because a gentleman I know by the name of Glenn Jones down in East St. Louis got some Transfer Factor and saved his life. So as far as I know, Les Brown is still alive.
Dr. Short, I'm getting an echo back in there. I'm looking all around here. Something is going on because you're reverberating. I don't. Okay, because we need for people to be able to hear you. Okay. Okay. All righty. 1-877-932-9766. Before we go to the call, you said something about Les Brown.
Yeah, Les Brown had a life-threatening illness and wasn't expected to live. He got some Transfer Factor from a black man by the name of Glenn Rogers, who lives down near East St. Louis. And Les Brown was able to recover his health. And so that's someone black and famous that has had Transfer Factor when the doctors basically had written him off. There are treatments for people that are hidden from our community. You know, we can get concerned about this corona, but every year in excess of 80,000 black people die due to neglectful, abusive, or insufficient health care, even when they have good insurance. So until we have a sufficient number of dedicated doctors, clinicians, nurses, dietitians, clinics and hospitals that serve us, you need to be your own doctor. You need to build up your own immunity. And you bet your behind that the people who made this coronavirus, and it was made, are going to make other things, and they're going to keep creating crises because all they want to do is sell vaccinations and make money. And so keeping people sick is the biggest business in this land. And by the way, they don't need, if they don't mind their own people getting sick, you know they don't mind us dying.
Oh, okay.
We have to decide. We have to decide to live. And I want to say this to you. I think that this coronavirus was all over the country last year. If you sit down and you start talking to people, a lot of folks got one of the worst strains of flu that they've ever encountered or what they thought was the flu last year. I got something that knocked me down for 3 weeks. It gave me fevers, chills, wheezing. I couldn't concentrate. I'd be dizzy. And I'd never had that happen before.
Okay.
And, you know, I was taking all kinds of herbs and so forth. But I've talked to people all over, and they all said they got this very freaky cold. People don't even get sick. And everyone has the same thing, the coughing, all the things that you talk about with corona, problems breathing, they all got. What you need to know, I have a very dear friend whose name is Dr. Charlotte Phillips, and she shared with me in January that there were people who did an experiment on the people of New York spraying corona
yes.
in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think that they don't do that because they did an experiment back in the 1940s. Where they were putting germs in the air above San Francisco to see what it did to people. Or you could go down to St. Louis where they were putting radioactive isotopes dropping it on black folks in public housing. These things happen. The only thing that you can do, and as much as you can't beat the deep state, you can't beat the intelligence agencies, you can't fight all these people, but you can defend your own immunity. You can eat right, you can live right, you can pray, you can add things to your diet, and you can avoid doing things like drinking, drugging, and excessive fornicating, and improper fornicating. That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Types of sex that's improper that threatens your health, in particular, messing around the anus.
Yes.
It is not safe sex. It is dangerous sex. And these people who hate humanity have made everybody fascinated with the buttocks without explaining that the poisons and the germs and the viruses that go through your body come out your rear end. Why would anyone want to put their mouth there or put your members there without understanding that there could be major consequences? And
yeah.
So when we're looking at a large number of black people that have gotten sick, a good number of these folks are getting sick in the same places where we have an HIV/AIDS problem in this country.
Okay. All right.
So are you feeling me? We need to go to war with bad health habits.
Okay. Let me do this, Dr. Short. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you are now on with Dr. Randy Short. What is your question?
Yes, I was listening to the doctor describe the mechanism of action of hydroxychloroquine, and I have to say I was surprised because as the studies showed that initially came out of northern and southern France and some studies out of India, hydroxychloroquine actually acts as an ionophore, which is a technical term meaning it makes it easier for certain ions, positively charged ions, to enter a human cell. And the initial studies with hydroxychloroquine indicated that the ion was zinc that was allowed to come into the cell, which then had a characteristic of inhibiting viral replication. I hadn't heard anything about it acting as a condom, preventing the attachment to the ACE receptors on human cells.
It has a way of touching the protein portions of the receptors that connect onto the cells. It's almost like I use the crude expression because everybody knows what a condom is. It prevents the conductivity of one thing to the other. That way that the coronavirus cannot, its receptors can't connect to cells, which means that you can have corona, whether it's 18, 19, or 200. If you've got the right, if you've got hydroxychloroquine, it almost functions as a repellent by covering certain portions of the receptors on the viruses.
Now, what studies are backing that up, Doctor?
Well, there are plenty of studies, but the person that I would point you to most directly, and I'll get his email while his name is Dr. Jim Thomas. And there are others. There's a group called Physicians for Reform. There are thousands of physicians that are supporting hydroxychloroquine,
okay.
Not one or two.
Oh.
Now, there's an issue, and I'm going to speak to it directly. When you get funding from Bill and Melinda Gates and the World Health Organization and other people that want to push vaccinations, by the way, vaccines, unlike hydroxychloroquine, which does have an FDA approval for malaria and for lupus and for arthritis, which means it did at least get vetted, vaccines that the people are pushing have no such formal approval, which means that they play Russian roulette with people's lives and they get paid for it. And there's a limit on how much you can sue people if you get damaged by it. There have been billions of dollars put into places like the The Mayo Clinic has gotten about $750 million from Bill Gates. Bloomberg is attacking hydroxychloroquine, but Bloomberg and Trump hate each other. So once there's a politic going on here that's quite interesting, and in as much as they have not been able to do one thing, and that is disprove. In fact, I would challenge you, I don't have everything sitting in front of me, but you can go right now in your Google and put in severe pneumonia and put in hydroxychloroquine. And it will show you that they've done studies that it absolutely combats severe pneumonia, which is the problem that people have been having with the coronavirus, is respiratory failure.
The secondary infection that's coming through a bacteria. But I wanted to make the point before anything else I said. Hydroxychloroquine is also an antimalarial, as you said, but it also can be very dangerous to people with sickle cell trait or with sickle cell anemia. It can actually precipitate a sickle crisis. So you have to be very careful about recommending that medication in the Black community.
Well, here's the problem. People use hydroxychloroquine in Africa, but there's far more sickle cell trait than this country. So, and no one's talking about taking this in huge amounts. Talking about small amounts. We have a real problem, and there is a paranoia that's based on reality and legitimate stuff, and then there's a paranoia that's just added in. It would be one thing if I said, just take as much, just take it, versus saying taking low doses with a doctor's supervision, if you're listening to what I'm saying. That is what you should do. This white gentleman who took some hydroxychloroquine from his aquarium and committed suicide, and people make that a referendum on the drug, and or people are giving this hydroxychloroquine with another antibiotic. Both of them taken in conjunction can cause problems with people, about 10% of folks who may have heart issues. Why give them both? For someone to come and criticize one drug and not say these two drugs shouldn't be taken together, who wants to do that? Somebody's got a motive to attack this specific drug, which is inexpensive, which will not kill you if you take it properly. Why are they trying to get the vaccines and the other things that are owned by the Gates Foundation and other folks who more or less have some major motive in pushing for vaccinations? Every time you turn around, these people are out talking about vaccinating people, which are as deadly as anything that one could say about this drug, in fact, more so deadly.
So, okay, I am a physician, and so I do understand what you're talking about. I've seen these studies on hydroxychloroquine. But the point I wanted to make to you was that there are other compounds that will act as ionophores to get that zinc ion into the cell. One is known as quercetin. And there have been studies in India where quercetin worked very well in getting the zinc inside the cell.
Where is the drug going to come from? Now we get into logistics. Where is it? Is it produced in the United States, and can it be made available? Is it expensive?
You mean quercetin?
I'm saying you start dealing with logistics and start dealing with time. The woman that was on the respirator dying in Detroit, the doctors who are concerned, it's interesting, you're a compassionate doctor. Thank God for you. A disproportionate number of doctors are pill pushers. They're pill pushers, sir, and they work for the pharmaceutical corporation.
Okay.
And oftentimes what they recommend to people, it's based on the trips and the bonuses and the benefits that they get. While people are sick and suffering, if there's something that is available, why quibble and say, okay, there's something else? Where's it going to come from? How is it going to get delivered? And will people be able to afford it?
Right. So part of the problem right now is the shortage of hydroxychloroquine, okay, because it's actually prescribed for other conditions. So people who are taking it on their own right now, yes, there is a maintenance dose you can take, but there's also a maintenance dose that could be suggested for a compound like quercetin, which is readily available.
I can't
available
hear you. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Could you repeat that again? Because Dr. Short could not hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. the point I was making is that quercetin is available over the counter, and it's been shown in studies in India that it can also act as an ionophore to get that zinc ion.
Okay. So if you've got this.
Right, wait a minute. Let him finish, Dr. Short.
I can barely hear him still.
Okay.
Please push his volume up. See, I put my phone on speaker so I can hear. If I put it on the speaker, then you get an echo.
Right.
So we have a national shortage of hydroxychloroquine because of this pushing of it onto the public without regard for whether or not a person has an allergy to it or whether it's going to actually work for them. But, yes, I do agree with you that when you have a person who's going to be hospitalized or is already in the hospital, yeah, go ahead and try it. But if we're walking around out here normal, there's no reason to be taking it away from the people who really need it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I disagree with you, doctor. If there's something over the counter, that can help people with it, and you're a doctor, I would to God that black professionals, and there are a lot of black folks who've got abilities, they're remarkably silent. Where are you guys? I mean, because there are white doctors
right now.
That we've been able to get help from. Where is the National Medical Association? These folks, if they're doing something, they're not making a lot of noise, and they've got a network in which to do it.
Okay.
If there's a solution, let's present it. I would say to you that if hydroxychloroquine can work as almost something that gives people some protection from it, why wait for them to get sick?
Mm-hmm.
That is the protocol that the big pharmaceutical people want, is to only let you be sick before you can have it, which means you have to get it first.
Okay.
If we're people with health disparities,
I'm going to have to leave it there. But my doctor friend who just called in, hey, don't be a stranger. Call in again. Your comments are very relevant. So please call in again. But I'm gonna have to move the show on. But thank you again, my doctor friend. Don't be a stranger to Point West. Thank you so much for your call, my doctor. Okay. All righty. Okay. Very good call. Very good. Both of you had legitimate points. But I have to do this. TalkTame@radio.com is a 24/7 no charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, as you just heard, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I am going to share with you, and it is Wiggins World of Wellness, and it is exclusive to TalkTame@radio.com. As a matter of fact, Brother Stacy Wiggins had a birthday yesterday. He sure did. Now, he gives you all the latest information, even about hydroxychloroquine and other things in regards to health, in regards to wellness, exercising, eating right, all the things that both of the doctors were talking about. You can learn this from Brother Stacy Wiggins on Wiggins World of Wellness. Now, this show is exclusive to TalkTame@radio.com, and all you have to do is tune in, or rather go to the TalkTame@radio.com homepage, click on programs, and then there's a list of all the programs that TalkTame at Radio has, but make sure you click on Wiggins World of Wellness. You'll be glad you did. All that from TalkTameAtRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the host of Point West, and our featured guest is Dr. Randy Short, and you heard him speak. And one thing I admire greatly about Dr. Short, and even the brother that just called, is that when Dr. Short gives out information, did you notice that he gives out references where you can go and look up the information? Now, I know the Bible says that my people perish for or destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I wouldn't have a guest in here on here that would not give references as to where you can get the information to see, to test it. Give it the acid test to see if it's true or not true. You're not going to know unless you try that. So I appreciate Dr. Short and the people that do call in and make sure that they give references as to where they get the information. That is so very important. Anyway, Dr. Short, oh, by the way, 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call, or you can Gmail me at the numeral number 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, @gmail.com. And if I have time, I will read. Okay, I will. Oh, 2 minutes. Okay, I will. Oh, 3 minutes. Okay, thank you. I will read the Gmail. So my director has given me time that we have before we go to the required break that we have to go to. Dr. Short, in the 3 minutes that we have, I just want to give you some of the topics that are on the menu. Now, we may not get to them all, but some of the topics that are on there. I want you to finish up on hydroxychloroquine. Quinn, we have some information. You have some information about seeds. Very important that we know what about seeds. Roger Stone, some very pointed information that you received from about Al Sharpton being a former FBI official. Maybe we can get into Obama endorses Joe Biden. You have some thoughts on that. Steve Schmidt, who is on MSNBC as one of their political analysts, he had some very damaging things to say about the Republican Party. As a matter of fact, he quit the Republican Party. And then you mentioned something about in the first 15 minutes about practices, unhealthy sex, and in particular, anal sex. That's the second time I've heard that this week about that. And 5G and the coronavirus, is there any connection? You know, we're going to have you speak about those things and much, much more as we get into the as we get into it. Okay, let's do this. Let me do this. I think they're giving me the signal here. TalkTeamAtRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTeamAtRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. The podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Dr. Short is getting ready to drop a bomb on the subjects that I just mentioned. All that and more coming up next on Point West here on TalkTeamAtRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Attention, Central Ohio! Attention, Central Ohio! Lenco Realty has an important announcement to make.
Effective immediately. We will sell your home for 5%. Yes, 5% commission. You will get the same great service we have provided for over 35 years. Hurry and call Lenco today at 614-375-2289. We have buyers for all areas. Call today, 614-375-2289. 614-375-2289. You'll be glad you did.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Goodwill is a global social services enterprise and the leading nonprofit provider of job training programs and career services in the United States and Canada. To pay for its program, Goodwill sells donated clothes and other household items in more than 2,700 stores and online at shopgoodwill.com. Goodwill uses the revenue earned from these sales to fund job training, employment placement services, and other community programs. The goal of the campaign is to increase goods donations to Goodwill, inspire an emotional connection to the Goodwill brand, and to elevate preference for Goodwill. Will.
Supporting minority education. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. I'm here to tell you that as the mother of a high school senior, I know due to financial circumstances, many of America's deserving minority students do not have access to a college education. Since 1944, the United Negro College Fund has sought to provide one. Since 1972, the beginning of this campaign, UNCF has helped more than 300,000 talented students earn a college degree. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. Give a helping hand.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill, bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
At TalkTainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk, we don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on TalkTainment Radio.
Alrighty, we are black. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of Point West here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We have the exclusive on this particular show. And my guest, as usual, is Dr. Randy Short. Dr. Short, before we talked about the Cash App, which we are going to do in about 10 minutes, finish up on the hydroxychloroquine, whatever information you have, about a minute or two, and then we'll move on to the next subject.
I want anybody that has questions about hydroxychloroquine that wants to speak with a consortium of doctors, of which the one I'm in touch with is Dr. Jim Thomas. His email is JWT@USA.net. JWT@USA.net. There are quite a few, thousands of doctors that are recommending that chloroquine be used in as much as we have an emergency. One thing I'm going to say, doctors, anyone that's ever been to a doctor has had an experience where sometimes doctors are very rigid. Even when they're saving lives, they can be rigid. Even other doctors know this. A lot of times you have to use what you can use. I know doctors that would say don't use home remedies. Come in and see them, if you understand what I'm saying. But yet, when our people couldn't go to the hospitals, when our people were abused by racist doctors and nurses, they used home remedies and they survived. I know doctors who trash all medicine unless it's the way that they were taught. Are you hearing me? And it's narrow-minded. It's arrogant. It's brutal. It's cruel. And in fact, people get hurt by doctors who only see things in very narrow prisms. I'm not a medical doctor. But sometimes when you're dealing with the health crisis, you have to use what you have available. If it isn't something that's going to take life, you use it until you can have better. What America has done that is quite dangerous is it's outsourced. It's almost its entire pharmaceutical businesses are over in China. Do you realize in America we don't produce penicillin? We don't produce things, a lot of things we don't produce in the country anymore. They come from China. So when someone says use another drug that's over the counter, if it's not made in the United States, who is to say the Chinese or whoever it is can't pull a plug and hold it up? Are you hearing me? And in terms of hydroxychloroquine, the government has like 30 million of these things stockpiled, and there are factories working now producing so there won't be a shortage. So some of the reasons given for not using it are as dangerous as the abuse of the drug itself. The only other thing I'll say, a lot of doctors who've done combat medicine or have done medicine in an emergency room understand that sometimes you may have to do things in order to save a life that if you were in a better situation, you would do something else. For example, did you know, Brother Bobby, that if you were on the beach and in the Pacific during World War II fighting the Japanese and they ran out of blood plasma, that they could use coconut milk? It's not a perfect match for blood plasma, which was invented or developed by my mother's family, Dr. Charles Drew. But if you could not get plasma from a human being, which is what every doctor should recommend, that's the best thing, then you could use the milk from coconut. It would save the life. And so right now we're dealing with a situation where people say, well, you know, you shouldn't use the milk from the coconut once you have to have the plasma. Well, what if you don't have the plasma? Do we let the people die quibbling over medical textbooks and which professional association? You know, I have a real issue with black professionals, because they're not on the front line protecting black people. They don't risk their professional jobs or their associations or their friendships. That's lawyers, that's judges across the board. Black people with their education have been MIA defending our people. I'm angry that we have so many issues that could be addressed. We have more than enough educated people in this country. The focus is not on saving our group, but often on people being pretentious, being known. I just ask anyone black that needs a lawyer if they're being evicted, how they can't find them, all these people with $4,000 suits on, but they can't do anything for anybody.
Okay.
Which is why we get, do you understand that we really need some soul searching in our community.
Okay.
But there are all kinds of folks who claim to be all these things, but when it comes down to practically doing something to save the lives of our folks, where are they?
Okay. Where are they? Good question. Okay. We're going to move along here because I definitely want to get to that, your Cash App situation. So let's see what we can do here. Let's see. We're not going to take this phone call, are we? Just a second. Okay. Oh, call back, caller. Call back. Dr. Short, I got 6 minutes before we get to the Cash App. I want to make sure that we do that. In 6 minutes or less, I got some information about Al Sharpton being an FBI, former FBI informant. What information do you have for us concerning that?
That's old information.
Yes, it is old.
It's old information. The story I will always tell people, when I was in Havana, Cuba 19 years ago, Assata Shakur, told the Howard University students visiting Cuba in April 2001 that Al Sharpton was responsible for snitching out the Black Liberation Army and the other people and set them up to be murdered on the New Jersey Turnpike by the police. This is not what I believe. I'm only repeating what Assata Shakur told me and at least 25 other students that went to Howard University in 2001.
Okay. That was it, huh?
Well, I mean, I know folks in New York, this is known. Allegedly, he had some kind of camera or tape recorder in his television set. So people in New York know him well. And so none of this is a surprise. But in reality, we have a lot of people who are compromised or are more concerned about themselves than us as a collective. That actually, black success oftentimes means not giving a damn about the rest of black folk, being out for yourself, being mercenary, getting yours. Let me give you an example and I'll stop. 10 years ago, Al Sharpton owed the IRS $5 million. Compare that to Wesley Snipes, who overpaid the IRS and was put in jail. What does that tell you?
Did you say overpaid?
He overpaid.
And was still put in jail?
Yes. Wesley Snipes is not a person that is anti the cause of black people. He may not be a leader, but he has not been someone that sells out black folks.
Okay.
See, there's a different treatment for people. If you're, it's like a dictator in Africa. Those folks can steal and kill all they want as long as they're allowing the Europeans and others to steal everything from the people. The minute they start saying the resources in my country are for the benefit of the people, they assassinate that dude that they drive him from power.
Like they did Patrice Lumumba, huh?
Yeah, the Patrice Lumumba, Kwame Nkrumah, Sankara, Olympio. We can Muammar Gaddafi, you name it. And it's the same situation here. Black folks who don't want to sell out, who don't want to compromise, who don't want to fight for the LGBTQ or illegals or for feminists, the people who want to try to lift up our people, that they have a harder time than the ones who sell out.
Okay.
Show me a black person that's constantly praised and advanced and not catching any hell. And I'll show you some kind of subversive fifth columnist traitor to the community.
Okay. All righty. Let's do this. Good information there. I had seen and have seen documentaries concerning what Al Sharpton being a an admitted FBI informant.
Well, but I can give you one more piece. Ramsey Orta, the young man that took the video of the policeman choking Eric Garner to death.
Yes.
Al Sharpton was the one that exposed that Puerto Rican guy to the police. He's in jail now. I talked to Ramsey. Sharpton set him up. Wherever Sharpton goes, black people suffer. I mean, what is it going to take? I mean, just the hair should let you know. I mean, it's really sad. They don't put anybody black on TV. They don't own. They don't control. Dick Gregory never got a TV show prime time.
Yeah,
they're not going to give anybody that halfway cares.
That's true.
I mean, it's absolutely shameful that our people, you know what? If put on some dark skin makeup and was on TV, folks would be so glad there's a new black person on television. We're shallow, and we pay for it.
Wow. Let's do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the host here on Point West, exclusively heard on TalkTainmentRadio.com. But it is at this particular time that we stress what Dr. Short is doing and how you can get involved with him and the research that he does to provide us with the information that we need. Now, what you do with that information is another thing, but as I had stated earlier, not only does he give the information, but he gives resources that you can check out the information, not necessarily to see if he's telling the truth or not, but to check the accuracy of it and the information that you would need. This is what we're going to do. This is how you can help Dr. Short. Dr. Short, talk about how we can help you through the Cash App or whatever means before we take the call. Go ahead.
Wonderful. Brother, I also work with a group called Good Ground, Good Life, and it is a group that has a grant with the Washington Redskins to do things with youth in Washington. One of the things that we want to do is we want to encourage people to get into urban farming and agriculture. So I'm collecting seeds for myself, but also for this organization. If anyone wants to send seeds to Good Ground, Good Life, you can send it to SALT.
Dr. Short, excuse me for interrupting, but you're kind of breaking up again like it's miscegenated. I don't know.
Let me try this again.
Okay.
Let me try this again.
Okay. Because you're giving out
We're collecting seeds for our group called Good Ground, Good Life, which works with youth in D.C. If you want to send me some seeds, because I got a bank of my own, but I'm trying to develop another bank for a fellowship here, you can send seeds to SALT, S-A-L-T, like what you put on the table. And the P.O. Box is 92389, Washington, D.C., 290. Again, SALT, P.O. Box 92389, Washington, D.C., 290. And if you want to bless whatever research I'm doing, I'm real easy to find. I'm Dr. D.R. Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, Short, S-H-O-R-T, on Cash App. And, of course, the D in Doctor, which is capitalized, the R in Randy is capitalized, and the S in Short is capitalized. And I appreciate that. So, yes, we collect seeds, and we also love to get donations from our brothers and sisters.
Okay.
There's one thing I'm working on getting, Brother Bobby. It is a book. When you collect books, they're expensive. There's a book on slave endowments, and it explains how the colleges, the schools, and churches and institutions that oppress us were created off of breeding black folks like chickens and rabbits. And I just want to have a hard copy. So when I come and start talking about it, I buy books. And
okay.
It's expensive. It's hard doing that. So when people bless me, I share the information.
Okay. That's good. All right. That's what we want you to do with the Cash App. And one more time, what is that Cash App again? One more time before I take this call.
It's Dr. Randy Short.
Okay.
DRRENDYSHORT.
Okay. All righty. Okay, let's do this. Caller, you are now on with Dr. Randy Short. What is your question?
Well, first off, how you doing, Mr. Bobby, this morning?
Yes, sir, my brother.
Yeah, you doing all right?
Yeah, we good, bro. We good.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Short?
I'm good in you, brother. I'm good in you.
Always a pleasure. Came in a little late this morning. Just wanted to bring up, you know, Barry Satoru or Barack Obama this morning or sometime today is supposed to announce that he supports Joe Biden's record. Ain't that a bit?
Well, we would have expected this, but it is late. But so it's even later is black folks waking up to who Obama really is. So if you look at how Obama took forever to come out for Biden, at least he did show up. He never turned out for us.
Yeah, that's what I know. I said we need to realize there's two colors now. How much of a snake he is.
Well, I like snakes too much to call him one.
Well, let me make it better. Well, you know when you, I know you don't like it like that, but when you see a, you know when you roll over a dead snake in the road, I think Obama needs to be like roadkill because he's such a traitor. I couldn't even find a better way to get rid of him.
All I want, well, Obama's going to get rid of himself because now that he's endorsed Biden, all of the liberal people, the Bernie bros who probably liked Obama as long as he was in the White House helping everybody but black people, they're all about to turn on him. They're all going to remember how he wasn't what they really wanted him to be, although they were nice, they were happy that he dogged black people and helped the sexual minorities and the illegals. They're going to turn on him. It's going to be quite interesting to see him begin to get a level of scrutiny that he's deserved for the last, say, 12 years.
Yeah, it was something interesting that there was a long cabin LGBT group, and they say they're going to back Donald Trump in this election. But did you see yesterday when that Georgia Democrat guy is jumping over to Trump's side, they called him a traitor in Georgia. I think his name is Vernon Jones. Did you see that?
You're talking about someone down in Georgia, the black man in the state legislature in Georgia.
Yeah, he switched over to and said, I'm going to endorse Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting that there's no loyalty to black people. You have to be loyal to the Democratic Party before you can be loyal to black people. I completely reject that. You should be loyal to your God, your family, and your people before a political party. A political party is ancillary. We have no friends. We only have interest. Black people have no friends. We only have interest. When folks say that you have to be loyal to the Democratic Party and to pork chop feminists, and to LGBTQ and to the baby killers, you're saying that these perverse, deviant people are friends and family, and they owe our unrequited, I mean, we owe them our unrequited support and allegiance for nothing in return. That's crazy. It didn't work for Tina when she was with Ike, and it's not working with us staying with the Democrats. We need our own party. We need to be independent, and we need to split our vote between the two or three national parties, and we need to play them against each other for what we can get. I've heard my whole life that black people need to be like the Jews. Well, Jews play all the parties for what they can get. We need to copy that. Stop hating and start copying.
Okay. All right, my brother. I appreciate your call, and as I usually say, don't be a stranger, which you're not. Appreciate it, my brother.
You too.
Okay. All righty. My brother, he calls in regularly here.
That's Bernard Johnson.
Yes, sir, Brother Johnson. Dr. Short, in the remaining, let me see here, 5 minutes that we have before we go into the second hour, and, you know, you mentioned about Barack Obama. which a lot of people don't know. There's a documentary that's on YouTube called The Obama Deception. It's about an hour and 43 minutes. And when I first looked at it, it was very hard. Have you seen that a particular documentary?
That's like asking if flies like doo-doo. I've seen that many times. In fact, last time I watched it, I was Van Jones's family Thanksgiving about 10 years ago.
Yes.
And I told Van Jones's uncle and his aunt that Obama was going to fire him after Thanksgiving. They got mad. He fired him right after Thanksgiving, 2009. I told him he was only going to last 6 months, and he got fired about 6 months into it. Okay. So, yes, I'm familiar. Alex Jones is far from perfect, but every now and then they're on top of it, and they told the truth about it, not because he cares about black people, but he cared about, you know, the people, his constituency. I'm not mad at him. But where black folks should have made films like that, you know, I was watching the Sam Cooke documentary.
Yes,
and I've seen that. Sam
Cooke
was very upset that he didn't write a song like Blowing in the Wind before Bob Dylan did.
Yes.
And that's why he wrote A Change is Gonna Come.
Yes.
Well, Sam Cooke decided, I'm going to start telling the truth and being real.
Yes.
You know, we don't do that anymore as a people. Some black filmmakers should have told the truth about Obama. And so there's a lot of lying. In particular, the successful black people in this country are the biggest pack of liars and self-deceivers. One of the reasons that we're in the hell that we're in right now is black people that make it play along as if this garbage is right. They're so worried they're going to lose their butter biscuits until they go along and perpetuate this fraud that's hurting us collectively. You and I both know that the top 20% of black folks have almost 90% of the money in our community. And they run around pretending that you can just work hard and it'll work out. It's not true. It's a lie. It's rigged. And so the successful black people in this country, they're going to have to repent for making it and not understanding, not creating institutions and doing things to make certain that we can pull up all of our own. When you look at these illegals, they've got a constituency fighting for them to have rights that they don't deserve as non-U.S. nationals. They will speak up. They've got Ocasio. They've got all these people fighting for people who don't belong in this country. And we've got all these black politicians, professionals, doctors, lawyers, people in Congress, state legislatures, and, of course, coon preachers. And they are allowing our people to be destroyed. They should be ashamed. And we should stop looking up to people. I don't care how much money you have. What kind of service are you doing to rescue our people from the sad situation that we're in right now? That's what matters.
Yes. Let me ask you this. Can still on Obama in the remaining, 2 minutes that we have. Have you heard anything about John Hanson being the first black president of the United States? I guess it was under the Continental Congress, but he was the first one. But they have, there's a book out called The Seven or Six Black Presidents Before Barack Obama, but yet Barack Obama is touted as being the first.
Well, he's the first person. By the way, he never called himself black, and I don't know why we do that. Obama doesn't call himself a black American, so he shouldn't have been included. And those other people didn't identify as black either. So, you know, we're crowing and screaming about people who have some black ancestry, but they did nothing for us. Why are we running after status? We should be running after power and substance, okay? So if John Hanson was the first president, if he wasn't against slavery, what good was he to us? So we got bragging rights that there was the one of the first presidents under the Articles of Confederation was a black man that supported slavery. We looked stupid.
And we got to wrap it up there to give me the finger over there. Okay, talktainmentradio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour of Point West here on talktainmentradio.com.
Got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.